I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey Series. In the early 1980s, a single band created an original sound, with a fast tempo and blaring horns, captured within a heightened percussive underpinning for specific use at parties, especially those set with the backdrop of nightfall on the islands of Martinique and Guadeloupe. Its given name, a French and Antillean Creole term, was Mazique Zouk. It's likely that the inventors of Zouk by a band named Kassav, formed in the late 1970s, were initially unaware of the unique sound they had created, calling it Zouk, started in Guadeloupe, which translates from French Antillean Creole as to party, liberated from the French word soukouye, which translates as to shake. Some hold that the term Zouk was somehow creolized as a version lifted from the Polish word mazurka, which translates as dance. The French arrived on the Caribbean island Guadeloupe in the early 1600s, bringing with them their own musical traditions. With the transport and enslavement of Africans to the island of Guadeloupe in 1674, the origins of Zouk were also more readily exposed as the result of different musical traditions meeting at the same intersection of a growing multicultural population. Fast forward to the 1980s, Zouk music became immensely popular, featuring the ever-present beat of the guoka, a large percussive drum. As the sound of Zouk spread from Guadeloupe to Martinique and on to other Caribbean islands, Brazil would also embrace the form as their preferred choice of dance music. With the development and growth of other forms of Antillean music, such as Dominican-style calypso, bele from Martinique, and merengue from Haiti, Zouk music in its original form began to fade from its status as a popular dance style by the 1990s. However, thanks to its multicultural cross-continental roots from Africa to Europe, from the Caribbean islands to Brazil, Zouk qualifies today as a genuine international genre whose signature sound seeped into the making of Africa's Congolese soukous music, using, in some cases, non-traditional instruments like the Western violin. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.